All right, so now we're going to look into how the Solar Council and the Guardians overall see the expansion phase. This is one of the most obvious phases in a universal upgrade of consciousness, because you can think of it like diving in, cleaning the house, and now we're building something new. So it's a phase of leadership, innovation, and self-mastery. So from the larger standpoint, different beings, different dimensions, higher frequencies, this is where a lot of the change occurs, not in a disruptive sense, because every change means you have to break something to build something in a sense, right? Because the old patterns are not applicable anymore in the new place you're going. But it also means that this is the place where all the beings are stepping into whatever their power is, whatever their uniqueness is, whatever their next level of leadership is. So a lot of the civilizations that are not from this planet that contact us, a lot of the, you know, energy guides you might have, or angels, or some higher beings, and the guardians that I work with in the Solar Council, they generally interact with other societies, usually during their expansion phases. So the contact is not always constant. You know, you can have a culture that went through a specific disruption pattern, and then they were in the void phase, and now they went into expansion. When they're in expansion, they go out into the world. The leadership calls them out to go and influence and innovate. So this is where usually they contact other soul races, they interact with other beings, and this is how a lot of interaction with different species actually occurs. So the same thing goes in a smaller scale within the ecosystem of our planet. If you think of human cultures, and right now we're a global culture almost completely because of the internet access, but that's a pretty recent development, and the last time that was during Atlantean times. So we're talking about, you know, 10,800 BC was the last, where the disruption phase began, the end of the expansion phase. So before that, we had, again, almost global kind of community. So for a long time between then, so that's like 13,000 years to now, we have actually not been a global community of human beings. We've been individual small groups, little kingdoms, little nationalistic sort of cultural groups, not all united as, hey, we are humans versus, let's say, reptilians or angels or something else. But we were still seeing ourselves very much separate. And only recently, in the past maybe 20 years, we're starting to have more global communication. And because of it, again, sort of rebuilding that identity on a global scale. So our next expansion phase here on Earth, which is 2027, that's where we're getting into, like, you know, much, much more unified view of humankind. But until that, you can look at any culture. When the culture was in the expansion phase, it naturally expanded. It went on, in depending on a culture power, right? Either in a conquest or in exploration of neighboring territories. It usually made trade agreements and so on with neighboring cultures. It created more communication and spread its knowledge and mastery of whatever it has arrived to. So this has been many, many times that it has happened in human cultures, right? I mean, any culture on Earth, you can really go back and look at their history. And when they went through expansion times, they naturally brought their culture to other cultures, right? This is how we kind of all intermingled eventually, because we occupied more and more territory. But we didn't just continuously expand it. Nobody does. We go through something breaks. There's usually like a war or some cataclysmic event. Then there's a void. So the period where like everybody's wandering, completely confused. And then they rebuild the energy. And out of that comes new way of looking at reality, new level of power, new leadership, which then builds something new. So the same thing works on the inside of each one of us, but since this is the spotlight when we're looking at the larger perspective, you can think of that as all cultures doing that, as in planetary cultures, that's not Earth, not humans, and all people on this planet also been doing that. It's just we have not been a global culture for a long time, so you can't see us all like going into the stars and talking to other, you know, species or expanding and flying out into space completely yet, because we have not been global culture for a long time. But in a smaller scale, every single country, every group, like morphogenic field, which could be a religious group or nationalistic kind of a identity of people, that culturally did do its own expansion during the expansion phase. This is the place of leadership and the place of self-mastery where you're building your unique power. The key here is unique. You're not just becoming powerful and pummeling something. That would be more disruption phase. Some people do disruption that way. But in this phase is actually very much about the uniqueness. Now, that's not always positive as far as like our perspective. Like, let's say conquest. We don't see that as positive because we're conscious beings. But from the human evolution perspective, if they were at the place where that's their next level of power, that actually might be seen as positive for that culture. They brought culture to other, you know, tribes, let's say, even if they killed some in the process. But from the perspective of leadership, it's seen as delivering the culture, let's say, or the higher view or something like that. Kind of like Roman Empire when it expanded, right? It hurt a lot of people by expansion, but at the same time, it brought a lot of culture to tribes that were significantly lower in culture. Not all of them. There were some that were really high, and that's where it clashed. But with the ones who were lower, they were easier to take over. And this is how the whole world now has certain flavor of the Roman Empire, pretty much since back then, because that's the last major expansion of the very big number of humans that were all in one morphogenic field. Since then, we've been kind of broken up till like the Second World War, pretty much the big one. And now we're building the global culture. So that would be, we'll see what our next expansion would look like. Probably about creating redistribution of resources. That's the void usually. And then into space, into connecting to something that's bigger than this planet. So we can start seeing ourselves as human beings instead of whatever culture, religion, or skin color, or whatever else that right now humans still really fascinated with, which I don't know, I personally find almost funny, because since birth I've been seeing so many different beings that look nothing like humans, that to me, like, okay, that's different species and we are all human. So when I see people arguing over religion or skin color or over something else, it just seems so bizarre from the larger perspective of understanding that really we all have the same DNA, just about. We are humankind. So spiritually, we might be from different soul groups, but as far as like body, we're pretty much all humans. So that's the important piece to remember. And leadership is individual. So when you are in your own expansion phase, you are building your own unique power so you can innovate with it and change the world through it. So this is the time where you expressing yourself so that you can reprogram yourself and also the planetary morphogenic fields. This is where we are helping humankind change and upgrade by each one of us individually going through our own expansion. So obviously there's a big expansion phase where all the humans go through it, and this is where the bigger push happens into leadership with identity that's unified, right, as a humankind identity, which we're not there yet. But on the individual scale, when you're going through your own expansion phase, you are going through the place of, okay, I'm my own authority, I am my own identity, I am unique being, this is my view, and my view matters. This is what I'm going to innovate with, whatever my unique perspective on reality is. This is what we contribute to the universal intelligence, and this is what we contribute to human morphogenic fields on the planet Earth. Okay, so starseeds and forerunners, conscious people, we kind of like want to live in the expansion phase and never get out of it, because that's a prevalent misconception that we always supposed to be in it. And when we're not, when something internally is disrupted, or when we are like in uncertainty of the phase of void, the previous one, that means something is wrong. And it's only right when you're in expansion phase, because there is this prevalent belief that we're supposed to be in it all the time. That is not true. We're not meant to be in it all the time. This is actually how a lot of conscious people tend to burn out. And this is why there's so much depression and dissatisfaction among conscious people, like starseeds and forerunners. Because if you assume that everything, yourself and the world around you, should always be in expansion phase, you're going to be disappointed because it's not going to be always in that phase. If you don't know to recognize the disruption phase as something beneficial, you're going to maybe feel really bad or feel like it's a step backwards or feel like the sky is falling and the end is coming, when actually it's not. It's just a phase of evolution. So sometimes cultures actually destroy themselves during the disruption phase. Like literally, they have some sort of a war with a weapon or a chemical or something that kills most of the population. And then the whole culture goes into the void with very minimal. We had that as a bottleneck in the human kind at some point, I think like 200,000 or something like that, where or even 500, where we went into the just teeny little nothing. There were so few people, maybe, you know, 20,000 or 30,000 humans even left on the planet in various places. That was the void phase after the disruption phase. So sometimes that happens. And some cultures go through a complete disruption in the form of destruction, as in nothing almost left. And then the culture rebuilds from something very small all over again. So that does happen. And a lot of starseeds might have that as the wound from their own home. You know, like if you in your past before incarnating on Earth have gone through that experience where your culture was disrupted in a form of almost everything being dead, either by war or by invasion or by some natural cataclysm. And obviously, you know, you survived and some other beings survived, so the culture went on, but maybe not in your memory. Like for you, it might have been, this is where you were done with the culture when majority of it collapsed. And that feels very traumatic if we don't understand that that's part of the quantum evolution cycle. And we don't always know that that is so because we get caught in the experience of it. So on this planet, now that you, let's say, if you're a starseed and you come here, and if you have that wound from the past, you might be here with all the greatest intentions, but you might be pre-programming yourself to have expansion phase all the time and then freaking out when you're not having it, because that means something is wrong. And if you're looking outside, let's say like currently, right, how humanity is in disruption phase, we haven't even like fully moved into the void. And that might look like, oh my God, this is the thing I remember that I went through and that was horrible. And that means the end, humans will just die, everything will collapse. And that's not so. That is actually just post-traumatic stress talking. So humans are not going to die out completely. It's true that the culture might be reestablished in some places, right? Every disruption phase does that to some extent. Just look at the history of different kingdoms and cultures on Earth, right? There's some that disappeared because volcano happened or because war happened or tsunami happened or something else, drought. They had to move and the whole culture became some other culture because it had to move from the specific territory that they were associating themselves with and so on. So that does happen, but you got to look at the bigger picture. So this is the way I was born, that I've always seen the bigger pictures and all the cycles. And that allows me to teach you to not get caught in the micro perspective of each cycle. This is the same view as the solar console has. It views these huge cycles in history and smaller ones, they're like all cogs and different wheels in a giant clock. And we're right now just turning one of the cycles, and you yourself could be in another little cycle and so on. So it's important to understand that every phase has its reason for existence. And when you're in expansion phase, this is your time to show up. This is your time to innovate. This is your time to speak your truth, to stand in your power, to really express whatever that unique power is, because that's your leadership. This is not the time to avoid or fall into fear. This is literally your time to be the cog in the wheel, the thing that's actually changing the movement of history of humankind. This is how we're creating our own timeline here, okay? So leadership is about being more soul aligned than the people you're leading. It's not about being fully awake and ascended master. It's about simply being more aware, more conscious than somebody in your circle. So you might be the more conscious one than your friends. You might be more innovative, creative one during that phase than people in your community or at your work. Or if you have a business, maybe this is the time when you're meant to show up and be a little bit more confronting to people's beliefs, to really show them what you know is true that they don't know about, and so on. So this is about you being soul aligned. This is why it's so important in a leadership phase to actually listen to that internal compass that you have built during the void phase and not just go with do, 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 or avoid doing out of fear, but do correctly. Take the opportunities that come and say no to some that don't really feel aligned. Make sure that you create space for yourself. Listen to where that space is needed. This is not about pushing or forcing or telling other people what to do. That's the arrogance thing. So not that. It's not about rescuing either. It's not about like, oh, but they need it and I can't because I got all this charge, so I'm just going to. No. That's also utilizing the energy in the incorrect way. So to summarize, from the solar perspective, this whole thing is about leadership. When you're in expansion phase, you are in your individual power, you're showing up, you're innovating, you're creating something new, and you are in your leadership role. All right, so I will see you in the meditation.